Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. This is Shagun.
All right, Shagun, here we go. Round two, buddy. It's going by quick. All right. Had a text. Somebody heard that silencer commercial from Waymore and wanted to know what I shot. And I used the I bought one. Back in the day, you know, it's been several years now, and it took forever to get everything, but I got the Omega 300, the Silencer Co. Omega 300. What that allows me to do, I can shoot from 223 Remington, you know, 5.56 NATO rounds, all the way through my guns up to a 30 caliber, you know, 308 or whatever. And you just buy the, you know, where your flash hider is. You just spin a new one on there. Those are about $50 to $60 for a good one that silencer, you know, that suppressor fits over. You just screw it on, lock it on, and you can shoot from 223 up to 308. I really enjoy it. It enables me to hunt with different guns and still be able to use the same suppressor. All right, let's go down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I could be better. What's up with you, man?
Oh, another day. Getting up, moving around the house. Getting ready
still
to go
jumping
fishing.
Them? Still jumping them?
We have been. We didn't get to the last couple of days. It's been a little bit rough.
Has it?
So, yeah. So we're going to give it a shot today and see what happens. I was snook fishing yesterday. It was kind of slow. Nothing too crazy.
Right.
Throwing some topwaters around, catch some smaller fish, but nothing real special.
Right.
We're going to go out today, see if we can get on some tarpon. I mean, it's been consistent. There hasn't been a ton of fish, but I've been getting some bites, you know. I've been getting better at getting smaller groups of fish to bite. So, you know, I still haven't seen – I was talking to my friend about it yesterday. I still haven't seen this, like, these groups of – 1,000 tarpon, 500 tarpon yet.
Right.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of groups of, like, small, scattered fish broken
odds.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, like, it seems like there's a lot more people fishing for them this year, too, up north and stuff.
Yeah, I got a text from a buddy of mine. He jumped, too, and yesterday, that's all he did, and he said he's going to have to move on down the coast. There's too many boats where he was fishing. He said that he can't believe all the people that are running tarpon right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, so I feel that they're breaking up. They might be breaking up.
They probably are busting them schools up. That'll do it.
Before they even get to me, you know, before they even get down here to me. So it's making it a little tough for me, all the pressure up north.
I believe
it. Yep. So we'll see. And we've been having a lot of rain lately, so. Our water's been kind of chocolatey. It's just getting a little bit tough to find them, you know, but we can find them. We can get bit.
I'm with you.
It's happening. Almost time, about another month. I'll stop guiding for them at the end of October.
Right.
And I'll make the full switch over to the snook and all that stuff, you know. I'll start guiding for other stuff in October as well. You know,
right.
Snook, redfish, and things. Because usually starts to get a little bit windier, you know, in October. So I don't get as much days to get out there.
So well, it's almost this year we'll get a fall where we get these fronts in and they'll lay on down. And usually you'll get 1 or 2 days of the northeast once that high pressure slides. That's the way it works up here. And then get you about a 4 or 5 day window of just pure autumn weather when it's calm. And boy, it's, man, I love that time of year when it all comes together.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, like I was saying, my friends have been whacking them up there. You know, it's just, I'm not sure if there's just more fish up there this year or if they're getting broken up before they come down here, you know. But I'm actually catching more bigger fish this year, but I'm seeing a lot less fish. It's just that I've gotten better since last year. You know, I've learned more.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, last year there was days where I'd see acres and acres of tarpon free jumping and stuff. So I haven't seen it this year. It's crazy.
No. Maybe the mother load hadn't got to you yet.
Right. We're surviving, though.
Because I know around, you know, from Matagorda to Port O'Connor all down that way, even Cliff and them, they're waiting in the surf for trout, and they're seeing tarpon free jumping out there, too. That's a lot of fish there that aren't too far from you that are going to be coming your way. So you never know.
Yeah,
maybe it's just later this year.
Yeah, we'll see. That'd be nice. I wouldn't mind. I like fighting tarpon in November, December more than I do in August.
Yeah, who doesn't, huh?
It's only about 0 mile an hour winds and 103 degree temperature in August.
Yeah.
You know, that'll take it out of you real quick.
Yeah, you spend about 45 minutes to an hour on a big giant fish in that kind of weather. It'll take the milk out of you quick.
Yeah, it's not good for you or the fish, so.
No, it's not. Either or.
Yeah. My client the other day got his butt whipped. It was awesome.
Had one put him on the floor.
He just came in, you know, all full of piss and vinegar, ready to rock and roll. He runs every day. And so that tarpon hit, and that fight of that tarpon, you're using different muscles than you do at the gym, you know?
That's exactly right.
And the excitement, the adrenaline also tires you out early.
It does.
And, just puffing and puffing. He just got destroyed by this big fish.
I've read stories where, you know, big marlin and stuff, somebody will fight one for hours, you know, a big battle, and then they'll get in and go home and die, have a heart attack.
Jeepers. Yep, I've pushed some people to the limits this year. But that's what the tarpon will do. I guess not me, the tarpon will push the people to the limits, you know. That's why we like to catch them. Big, awesome, special fish. I'll probably be running up to the ranch here in the next couple of days, too. We're going to be moving some deer blinds around and whatnot. So I'm going to get to check out the pond, see how much water is in there. Yeah. It's really full.
You're part of the country down that way. It's in really good shape for this time of year, man.
Yeah, it's looking nice. Deer should be happy. Hopefully, you know, they still come out and eat the corn. I'm sure it'll dry up pretty good by hunting season again.
It will. And I don't think the bags of corn are going to get any cheaper. They're probably going to get higher as demand increases. Everybody starts hunting. It's going to be expensive feeding them deer this year, luring them out.
Oh, yeah. We already threw some cotton and stuff like that earlier in the year, so it's expensive.
Yes, it is. All right, Brian. Well, I got a roll, bud. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, give them some info.
Sure. You could reach me on my cell phone, area code 956-755-9413, or you could check out a lot of stuff on my website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Brian, have a good one.
Thank you, sir. You too.
See you, man.
Bye.
All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. Now let's run up to Lake Houston. Let's check in with our good friend John Littleton. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Captain, how are you today, sir?
Oh, I couldn't be better. How about you, man?
oh, man, just going to go to the office and sit, soak up some air conditioning today so we can
go fish tomorrow. Golly, you got hot again,
I know,
man.
It is hot. Whoa, man. I was out yesterday doing a safety walk, and it was like, oh, my goodness, where did this come from? It was hot. But, no, fishing's pretty good, Mickey. I mean, we're we had one of our championships last weekend.
Right.
2 day at Lexington. It took a little over 24 pounds to win,
dang,
you know, 2 days. So, you know, it wasn't bad. I mean,
no,
you
not
know.
Not for bass this time of year with this heat and everything. That's pretty good.
No, it was pretty good. We didn't win any money. Well, we ended up with enough to get Angler of the Year, you know, so that's you know, free entries next year, so that's pretty good. But
that makes it nice. You bet.
It's better that, so you know, to some extent. So
right.
You know, yeah. but no, it, you know, a lot of people weighed in fish. I mean, you know, good limits of fish. I say good limits. You know, 10, 11, 12 pounds. We had a couple 14-pound bags weighed in. You know, 5 fish. So, you know, that's always good, but I got a little championship tournament tomorrow on Lake Conroe, so that's going to be a challenge for me, so I'm just not on anything up there, so, you know, it's can fish there, just, you know, not keepers, you know, it's 16-inch limit makes it a little tough, but, you know, somebody will find them. Somebody will catch them. I hope it's me, but you know, we're gonna go give it a shot. So yeah, but we'll see how that works out. But it'd be different when you look in the live well. If you got fish in there, you can actually see your fish.
Yeah.
And with the water clarity. Versus Lake Houston. You know, you get, you look in there and you got to dig around to find them. So fill them out with your hands and try to locate them. But yeah. But, hey, Mickey, I wanted to give a shout out to my team, Lake Houston team partner. He's leading the, Bassmaster Open on the co-angler side up on the Red River. So
really? That's
yeah,
cool.
He's doing good. So. You know, hope he hangs in there and wins that thing, you know. Being
yeah,
on the co-angler side, yeah, co-angler side, you know, it's luck of the draw. You get you draw a good, you know, boat captain and, you know, they take you on fish. You know, most everybody can catch fish, you know, in these tournaments. You just got to get around them. So,
yeah.
Tim's a real good guy. You know, him and I fished together for years, so. You know,
well, that's great.
Yeah, and the Red River fish is a lot like, you know, Lake Houston, you know, so you're fishing the river and off of the river, and so, you know, but no, I'm glad for him. I hope he pulls it out. So it's not taking a lot of weight. You know, you can weigh in 3 fish in those tournaments, and he had 7-12 yesterday.
Right.
3 fish. That's pretty good. Heck, I've weighed in 5 fish for less than that, so you know,
haven't we all?
yeah, you know, I saw one fish somebody weighed in, it was 0.15, didn't even weigh a pound, but you know, the limit's 12 inches,
yeah,
so.
15 ounces. What a toad!
Yeah, yeah,
hey, that's when the struggle's real when you're weighing in 1-pounders.
Yeah. I weighed in 3 at Clark's Hill in Georgia one time, and Ray Scott was doing the weigh-in, and I was fishing a Bassmaster tournament there, and I weighed in 3 fish that weighed 3 pounds even. And that was like, Ray told me, he said, John, I think that's the smallest 3 fish I ever weighed in a tournament.
We're going to give you the booby prize.
yeah, give me the smallest bag weighed in check. But
well,
no,
you're
it's
consistent.
All
3 1 pounders.
Yeah, no, I think I had one that was like 1.3 ounces or something.
Oh goodness. You rolled up a toe.
You know what was really bad, Mickey? I was telling my brother this yesterday. We were talking about that. But that tournament, I was confused. I was a co-angler in that tournament. And I thought the limit was 14 inches. And I don't know why. But the first two fish I caught, I threw back. And my the boater, he said, John, he said, you checking those fish? And I said, yeah. He said, man, they look lethal. And I go, no, they're not 14. And he goes, John, they got to be 12. I think those were good fish. Yeah. It wouldn't have mattered. I mean, you know, they were, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have got it checked. So, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, we were catching a lot of fish. They were just little bitty fish.
Mm-hmm.
But, We're gonna go get some dunks tomorrow at Conroe. I hope so.
Well, I hope you do too. Y'all fishing Conroe tomorrow?
Yeah. Conroe tomorrow. Then we're off the next week, and then I got one more 2-day tournament on Lake Houston, October 8th and 9th, and then we're done for the year.
Well,
so we're done. Hang
it up.
Hopefully,
you'll wrap it up with a bang.
I know it. Yeah, I was hoping to win last weekend and then this weekend and then that other championship. But, you know, that's wishing, you know. So it's been done before, but, you know.
Yeah, take them one at a time.
One at a time.
One at a time, baby.
Yeah. You know, you were talking with Tommy. We all were talking about fish dying, and we had one die. We had a dead fish last Sunday at Lake Houston. That fish, Mickey, my partner, caught it. And as soon as he caught it, I mean, the fish was hooked in the mouth, not deep, and that fish was bleeding like crazy. I don't know, you know, why that was bleeding that much. And we babied that fish, and I used G-Juice, you know, for my live wells to help keep them alive, and peroxide, and I mean, we did everything we could, and that fish died, you know. So, I think we ended up having – we had one, and somebody else had one that died last weekend, which I thought was pretty good for, you know, everybody out there
fishing.
Yeah,
that's not too bad. Is that a penalty, like an 8-ounce penalty or something?
Yeah, half a pound, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it still wouldn't have helped us, you know, to get a check, but sometimes it has, you know.
Yeah, it has. I had a couple of fish die in a tournament one time, and we lost by less than an ounce, and that killed us.
Oh, yeah.
That cost us team of the year and the tournament. We could have won two boats that day. Didn't work out.
Wow. Yeah. It'll happen. I know it.
It happens. All right, John, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about info on Lake Houston, pick your brain. How do they get a hold of you, buddy?
Sure, they can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
All right, good luck to your friend. We'll talk about getting ready. Good luck to your friend on the Red River and you tomorrow at Lake Conroe. Good luck.
All right, man. We'll see
you.
Thank you, Mick.
Later, man. All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It is 522 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City and check in with Mr. Dave Fremont, Boyd's One Stop. Dave, what's happening?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. It's 522 here, too, and we're synchronized. We're right
yes,
on the money.
Yes, we are. Got to be on time, baby.
Well, I'm happy to say that I'm out here on the Texas City Dike. I rode all the way out to the end, and there was some boat activity already. They were coming down the dike road and heading for the big ramp at the end, and down at Boyd's One Stop, I had to kind of pull in sideways, and boats was, and trailers was pulled in, and they were getting their goodies and their bait. And I'm not going to tell you which ones, but I'm not going to tell you which ones was using croakers and which ones was using shrimp. That's a proprietary secret.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, things is looking good. Looks like some folks are going to get out and go fishing, and they ought to, because winds are very light, variable. The flags don't have much to them, and the water looked great. We're sitting on 80 degrees. I bet the temperature is going to go up today. I bet you it goes up into the 90s again. Goodness, y'all were talking about it, but it was stifling hot yesterday. I carried the garbage out at about like about 6 or 6:30 yesterday, you know, and it was, man, by the time I come on back in, and it was like I had mowed the grass. I mean, hot and sweating, and just all I did was take the trash out.
I know, and the Galveston weather forecast this morning saying a high of 88 today, but I know it had to gotten higher than 88 at Galveston yesterday. I'm on Trinity Bay, and I was 96, 97.
Yeah, it was 90s in League City and in my little corner. I guarantee you it got hot.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They say that help is on the way, and looks like things will
Monday.
Trickle down, and sooner or later, old man Summer's got to give way, you know, because I think we already passed that first day of fall, and I didn't notice much.
Yesterday was the first day of fall, and it's the hottest day we've had in about 2 or 3 weeks.
There you go. But yeah, things are good. Did you watch that Astro game last night?
Yes, I did. We couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a base fiddle. That pitcher has got our number. That's the second game he's done that to us. He did that to us at home in August.
He sure did. Only thing I can figure is they need to fire our equipment manager, because I think he kept the bats in the freezer yesterday before
the
game.
They were cold, weren't they?
Oh, boy.
Something else.
And what's funny, and you probably know that, but, you know, they were talking about birthdays and stuff, some of the guys, and the only guys that got hits yesterday, which was two, was Dubon and Pena,
Dubon
and both of them had
Pena, yeah, birthday boys.
Yeah, yeah. And I told my wife, I said, you know, they could at least go ahead and poke a couple of home runs on their birthday, because we sure needed them, but they did their best. They're the only ones that got hits anyway, but that's okay. We ain't going to win them all, but, boy, we've won a bunch of them, and it'll be kind of cool to see that we can get over that 100 hump, but
yeah,
they've been a lot of fun.
That's what I was waiting on. That's the reason I stayed glued to the TV last night. I wanted to see us hit that 100th game. There's something special about winning 100 games, man.
I think it's gonna happen, and I hope it happens today. But anyway, on the fishing front, been kind of quiet, same old thing, kind of a rubber stamp deal. I could make something up, but it still wouldn't be much. But the old sand trout, a few speckled trout, but the bull red activity has picked up for the folks that like to walk them rocks and put out a few rods. And there's been a pretty good uptick in terms of bull reds being landed on the dike, and a lot of those are caught at night. During the wee morning hours, but I see that only increasing as time goes by, because we're going to be right on the edge here of the bull red run. In fact, we're going to be in it pretty heavy here in the next couple of weeks, I think. I see what looks to be a little sliver of a moon coming up, and it's either that or the sun run out of batteries, because it's just like a little old crescent.
10%. It's that old crescent moon, little 10%, where our new moon will be Monday night.
Yeah, that's pretty cool looking. It's just barely coming on up, and so it better hurry up and get up in the sky. The sun's going to catch up with it, but not a whole lot going on, like I mentioned. But it's just a matter of time. As soon as we get a little bit of cooler weather, this time of year, the old jackfish, which have been like crazy in the surf lately, but they make a way over here, and the channel's pretty heavy because the mullets start really making a move, as you well know, and they start blanketing and coming up and down the channel, and those old jackfish, those jack crevail, just come in there and start busting, and it's a sight to see. And so there'll be some fellas out with a few rods and some big heavy topwaters, with a little bit of weight, and they'll be chunking them out. Old years back when I had any energy, we'd wade out to the end of Mosquito Island and throw some of those lures, big old slab spoons, anything, just to get something in the water and reel in real quick and have a good time. But now I almost enjoy watching it as much as actually getting out into it myself. But
you know,
that'll
I'm starting
be happening.
To get that way myself.
well, hang in there, man. Jay Adda, you're still a whole lot more active than I think I ever was. But
no, I don't know about that. I'm slowing down, man. I'm just I pace myself now. Used to it was all high speed, low drag. Now I think twice about doing crazy stuff.
I hear you. We're still kids. We're just a lot older kids. But
we got the heart. Still. We just don't have the legs, as they say.
Yeah, you old got metaphor. That right. Yeah. Not a whole lot going on at Boyd's Crawfish Central. And I say Crawfish Central because during the season, we got a whole bunch of them. But I got to tell you real quick that I guess it was day before yesterday. I got a message from Jennifer, the manager, and she said, "Hey, Jason says, you ain't going to believe this, but Jason says he's got 6 stacks of crawfish," and she gave me the price.
A buddy of mine, he came down there to get him some a regulator and a diffuser or something for one of his auction rigs he bought from you. He needed some new stuff, and he said, "I couldn't believe it. Boyd's had crawfish."
Well, what's crazy is he had 6 sacks, and so Jennifer said, "Hey, will you just mention it?" Because she figured, and they're not cheap this time of year by any means. She said you might just mention it. So I did. That's all I put. I said, "Hey, we got 6 sacks of crawfish. This is how much they are. And we're selling them now until they're gone." And I'm not kidding you. And within 10 minutes, she messaged me back and said, "They're gone."
They're gone.
So, yeah. Adios. But in that 10 minutes, I had about 35 comments pop up on that Facebook ad. and so I had to get on there real quick and say, "Hey, we're sold out." Well, man, you'd have thought I put a soldering iron in their eyeball or something. Oh. I mean, some of them people got high. They said, "Teasing me like that and saying that." But anyway, that was the deal on that. So we don't have crawfish on a regular basis by any means this time of year, but sometimes those Louisiana farmers will be out there and they'll be checking their ponds for this or that, and they'll bag up some pretty nice crawfish. And if Jason's in the right place at the right time, he either gets them or maybe they even ask him to take them. I don't know. But anyway, it was kind of funny, but then it wasn't kind of funny because they moved so quickly. It was like, wow. But so that'll be that way until, who knows, maybe around late November or early December, we'll start getting some in again. And everybody's
depending on what kind
it.
Of winter we have, too, you know.
You're exactly right. Who knows? And we'll have to see how it goes. Anyway, on the bait front, plenty of live shrimp. Looks good. A lot of croaker for them fellas that want to toss a few croaker out there. And I even think I saw some finger mullet. That flag is flying. I can see it from where I'm at. And a lot of good dead stuff and all that junk, a bunch of lures. So about that time to get out there and go catch some fish. And there's some folks doing that this morning. They're lining up and heading out. I hope everybody has a safe and good weekend.
I hope they do, too. And looks like we're going to dodge a bullet on this tropical thing. And it's they're calling for it to be a Category 2 when it goes in above, right above Miami or wherever. So we'll see.
Well, yeah.
Let's get this over with.
No be storms. A rainmaker. Yeah, rainmaker for somebody. We'll see.
I got you. All right. Well, Dave, throw them out that valuable number down there at Boyd's, man, if somebody wants to call or before they come down, and give them some info.
Boyd's One Stop, 227 Dyke Road, right there at the base of the dyke on the right-hand side. And our phone number is 409-945-4001. Mickey, take care. Have a good weekend. Great talking to you. And Shagun is one fine producer. That young man, I like talking to him.
He's a good guy, man. And Boyd's One Stop, your home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers.
Jason couldn't have said it any better, boss. You did a
I learned it from
job.
Him. All right, buddy. Hey, we'll see you, Dave. Y'all have a good weekend. Be safe, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, that's Dave Fremont down from the Texas City Dyke at Boyd's One Stop. Well, you know, speaking of the Belleville Meat Market, they're located in downtown Belleville, a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. And if you're looking for a great place to have all your processing needs done for wild game or a great place to shop for quality cuts of meat, nothing beats the Belleville Meat Market and its quality. This week on special at the Belleville Meat Market, they have country-style pork ribs for just $1.99 a pound, no limit and no purchase restriction. And this week, their featured product is their Dirty Rice Pecan Smoked Sausage. You can try it before you buy it. Free samples are always available. And fresh ground chuck, it's always on sale for $2.99 a pound when you buy 10 pounds or more. Their hamburgers made fresh every day from locally sourced fresh beef. You can actually taste the difference. With hunting season going on coming up, stop by, stock up on steak, sausage, and all your cooking needs when you're heading to the Dove Lease or the Deer Lease to fill your feeders. Belleville Meat Market celebrating over 41 years in the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 538 here in the Bayou City. Let's go walk the land with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Steve, what kind of land you walking this morning, bud?
Thin one.
A thin one? A fine, thin land?
Fine, thin land.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Nothing. Just fixing to get some ice. And
did you drive through my neck of the woods yesterday with that picture you sent on that group text?
Yeah.
I said, what is Hillman doing out here this time of day? What were you doing?
We went till hunting. No,
I knew what you were doing. You went till hunting? Cool.
Yeah, man.
It's nice and cool yesterday. Great day for teal hunting.
Yeah, you're right. It was
nice. Boy, them birds will spoil before they hit the water.
It was hot and calm, but I've been wanting to go, and a buddy of mine had said he was kind of covered up with birds out there, and they have been. So me and my buddy Jake White and his two little boys, Lathan and Clay, and then another buddy of mine, Randy Shipley, we all piled in and headed out there, and it was really, really slow. They just, they didn't fly till super late.
Right.
And, after shooting time, about like 3 or 4 minutes after shooting time.
That's par for the course.
Yeah. And, a lot of high flyers and stuff, but it wasn't too good. It wasn't too good. So,
well, dang but, it.
Yeah, I know it. That's the first time I've been on a formal duck hunt, you know, other than shooting stuff off the ponds at the ranch.
Yeah.
First time I've been duck hunting in, man, I don't know, probably 16, 17 years. We're going to do it again when it gets right.
Yeah.
During big duck season. So try to make a little bit of time for that. But no, that was just kind of a went on a whim type of deal, you know, just didn't, wasn't really planned, just something that we decided to do last minute, but it just didn't quite work out, but that's all right. But I didn't get home till about 8:30 or 9 last night, and had to get all my stuff together. I'm kind of sleep deprived today, but,
yeah, get out there.
At least it's calm. It looks like
it is. One of these days you're going to have to slow down. Seriously.
Yeah, if I do that, I might just die. So
no, you ain't gonna die. That's.
But no, before saw fish last week, and then went to the ranch Friday. Left Friday morning. Me and my brother-in-law, and then Dad met us up there later. We worked trimmed some dares and stuff, and filled feeders and all that, and fixed broken stuff Friday through Monday. Dad and I rode back Monday evening. And saw a lot of dove, man, but we just didn't have any time to hunt them. We just didn't have hardly any time to hunt.
No, not when you're filling feeders and trimming cinderas, man. And, I mean, people don't realize all the work. I mean, you load up in the mornings with all your corn and everything. Got to have a pole saw and loppers and all that in the vehicle. And just it makes for a long, hard day in that heat, man.
It really does. It really does. But we had all that rain last couple of months after not getting any rain for like 8 months. And boy,
I bet y'all got some grass, huh?
It was crazy. Yeah. The grass was waist deep high in some areas, and
man,
and those mesquite trees just go crazy. But sure was nice to see it green. But dad mowed the whole time, and me and Steve Taylor cut limbs and did the small mowing, you know, on the around the house and everything. But anyway, there was a lot of birds, a lot of dove, but we just didn't have a lot of time to hunt. So we killed a few, but it was real late in the evening when we got to go, or like right before shoot time was over. Just,
you didn't get them back to the house and make dove poppers, did you?
No.
Jalapeno, roll them up, bacon, and grill them. Oh, man, I love fresh dove like that.
I know. They're hard to beat. But. So got back Monday evening, and then started fishing Tuesday. And Tuesday, I don't remember even who I had. Frank Mistretta and his guys, I think, but had three guys. Anyway, so we just went out there, and I stuck with the plan. It was calm. It was dead calm Tuesday, and stuck with what I've been doing. Water temperature crept back up to mid-80s. I think it actually hit 88. But when we came in around 3 o'clock that day, but it was the epitome of school bus fishing, man. Just five fish here, two fish there. And you fish four or five different areas. You scrape up 15, 16 legal fish and a bunch of little ones. Fish are really, really spread out, based on what I'm seeing and not really giving themselves up at all. Other than when you get on a little patch of fish, then you might see a slick or two. And they're just chock full of these shad. Some of the females that I cleaned, they unbelievably so. They dumped some eggs on that last full moon. But, man, they're building up roe already again.
We'll get another full moon October spawn out of them, too.
We're going to get an October spawn, and we don't see that every year. It's just emergency mode. It's crazy how Mother Nature just tries to help everything. But these fish, they're just, it's been like this all summer. They're just full, and the bites are super soft. and you really have to pay attention. I mean, we're throwing, I went back to the lighter jig heads, even in 8 foot of water, 7-8 foot of water. Now we're catching some in 2 and 3 foot of water,
right?
But we're throwing 16th ounce jig heads again, and we're trying to keep that worm in the strike zone longer than if you had an eighth or obviously anything heavier like a quarter on, where it just, to me, just doesn't, unless you have a lot of wind, a lot of current. If you're if it's dead calm and you don't have much tide, and you're throwing a quarter ounce jig head or heavier, that worm wants to go straight to the bottom. It just doesn't look natural. And these fish are just kind of suspended and they're full. And they want something that hovers in the strike zone, like a corky or something, you know. Not a corky, because you can't cover enough water with that this time of year with these spread out fish, but like that, you know, just hovers right there in the strike zone. And I think putting a worm on a 16th ounce jig head, it's a heck of a lot more buoyant than rigging it on a heavier jig head. It really, really works well. All right. At least I think it does. Seems to be helping.
Oh,
me.
No doubt. Well, in that lighter head too, you know, you just feel the bite so much better. Even customers can, you know, it's just more booing. If you just keep your line tight and stay in contact, you're going to feel them pick it up or thump it, you know, way better with a lighter head.
Right, right. But so Tuesday wasn't bad. And we had some weird stuff happen, too. It was Frank.
Imagine
and then, well, yeah, the other two guys, that's right, Frank Mastretta, Stan Bragg, and then Stan's boss Joe. Everything's starting to come back to me, and one of the guys kind of struggled. I won't say who, and because they all listen to your show. But, and we were it was like our second to last stop, and this guy, he'd already caught one fish, one keeper trout. He caught some throwbacks, and the one keeper he caught, he didn't catch it in the water. This trout followed his worm all the way up to the side of the boat, and he pulls his tail. He's throwing like a chartreuse bass assassin, pulls it out of the water, and about a 2 pound trout torpedoes out of the water to the side of the boat and jumps and grabs his tail, and he pulls it in midair. And then on our way in, we hit another area, and it was dead calm. We're fairly deep water. And we're catching some pretty decent trout here and there, mixed in with some little ones. Mm-hmm. And he's got a trout on. It's about 3 pounds. He gets it up to the side of the boat, and I'm fixing to net it. And about a 6-foot bull shark comes out from underneath the boat and eats it.
Lord.
Now he's fighting the bull shark. But and of course it broke him off. But then we saw some schools. I haven't seen this in a long, long time. And we didn't see it Tuesday, but we saw it Monday because it was calm. The water clarity was good. A couple of the areas we fished, and we're over fairly deep shell, okay, live reef. A couple of areas we fished, we had these schools of drum, and they were almost swimming under the boat, but they weren't the big drum. You know, we used to see the big schools of big drum.
Yeah,
and you
they were mud more puppy size.
These were all like Eaton size drum, like schools of 40 and 50 of them. And I haven't seen that in a long time.
I hadn't either. Not the smaller ones. You'll see on occasion, you'll find the big ones doing that, the old bulls. But
exactly. So that was kind of weird. So Tuesday wasn't a bad day. And then Wednesday it blew, man. It was northeast. Started out northwest at about 10 and ended up northeast at about 15. Goodness. And then it went straight east. And it was really strange. Didn't really get calm till about noon. But we scraped up some fish. It was like pulling teeth. It really was. We caught, I don't know, probably 20 trout. We only had 7 legal fish. We caught a big sheephead. We caught ribbon fish, croaker, sand trout, gaff top. I mean, we saw a sea turtle. I mean, it was like a discount version of SeaWorld. I mean, it was a weird day, man. It was, the fish never really ate good. We lost a lot of fish, but it never got right. When it did get right, everybody was dying of heat stroke and it was time to come in. But it got hot Tuesday.
Well, it really got hot yesterday, man. I was out in it. I'm going, I can't believe we're towards the end of September and it's this hot outside.
No, no, it's crazy. I'm ready for a cool front.
Well, we got one coming Monday. It's not going to be much of one, but it's definitely going to, our nighttime temperatures, you know, early in the morning will be real nice and fall feeling like. So that, kind of that Indian summer feel, you know, from real nice and cool in the mornings to a little warm in the afternoons. Which that's my kind of fall weather. I like that.
Right, right.
I'm into that.
Me too. But now there's fish spread out in a lot of places, but they're very spread out. There's not. Yeah. I haven't seen any what I would consider legitimate schools of keeper size fish.
Yeah.
And you know those fish we caught Tuesday, they're all the keepers were 17 to 20 inch fish. They were solid fish. I mean, they would have been keepers anywhere on the coast. The ones on Tuesday.
See, and that's a size fish right now that we need to let them get another spawn in and get through the system. And, hey, a couple of years down the road, you'll be seeing photo moments with those fish if we can keep them
well,
alive.
And what I'm seeing is, and I already touched on it earlier, is I just don't recall the last time I saw these trout stay this full of eggs for this long. You know, normally we get our spawns April through September and they'll spawn pretty much continuously over that 6 month period, but they've been exceptionally full. And now I'm still seeing eggs in them, like building up again, leading in October. And it should bode really well for the future if everything else falls into place, if Mother Nature cooperates.
Yeah, if you'll cooperate and let those fish get a spawn off before they get caught, that's mm-hmm. the key.
But, man, there's nobody fishing.
I saw this back in the early 90s, you know, after we had that bad freeze in 89 and then the February freeze in 90 when we really had record numbers killed, you know, in our bay system.
And right.
For about 3 years there, I mean, every trout all year long were just full of eggs, man. I mean, they were just like in, you know, emergency mode. Let's just spawn, spawn, spawn. It's crazy how Mother Nature can take care of itself like that.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it has a lot to do with the food supply. We just shad from one end of the bay to the other and shrimp. And I told you last week, seeing a lot of the shrimp on the shorelines. We're seeing them out in the middle of the bay too. I mean, you'll see one, it'll be calm. You'll see a shrimp hopping across the water and cast to it and, you know, catch fish. Of course, half the time it's a ladyfish. Still got ladyfish everywhere. Crazy. Yeah, I had a guy.
They're slowly getting out of here. This next run ought to finish a lot of them off. Get them out in the Gulf. Get them out of here, man.
Yeah.
Bait stingers. Yeah. Tail.
Get rid of those and those gaff top too. Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you, brother. Well, hey, Steve, I got to run. You fishing today, right?
Yes, sir. Fixing to head out.
Burn that midnight oil, brother. Get them while they're hot. All right. Well, if somebody wants to call you about fishing, give them a number, Steve.
All right. 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Well, Steve, be safe out there and stay cool. It's going to be hot again today. Get them before it gets hot. All right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Hey, have a good day, Steve. See you, man.
You too, Mickey.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman. Great guy. Great fisherman. Just good guy in general. No doubt about it. All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.